am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
One of the signature songs from Hamilton the musical. Been here in Chicago, believe it or not, now for 3 years. The Tony Award-winning epic, going strong in New York, San Francisco, and other cities. And as of yesterday, officially opened Hamilton the Exhibition out at Northerly Island, a museum-like walkthrough the size of a football field, where you can go through and see and learn more about the life of Alexander Hamilton and the Founding Fathers, the birth of America, and actually see some artifacts as well. On Friday afternoon, we talked with Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton the musical, about his musical, about the exhibit, and he was with David Korentz, who we talked with last week on the show, who was actually the creator of the exhibition itself.
Is this like an opening night for you guys? Because the ribbon will be cut today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a cross between an opening night and a soft opening of a restaurant, because I know what it's like for me and our creative team to walk through here. We don't know what it's like for 75 people at a time to walk through here. So we're going to learn and keep tweaking as we go, but it's... I walked through it for the first time last night. I think it's extraordinary.
A little bit mind-blowing when you walk through here, because what, I mean, this is my, you know, one or two sentence description. If you're familiar with Hamilton the musical, this brings it all to life, explodes it, the real life of Alexander Hamilton, the history of our founding fathers and the country that really, David, you have created.
Well,
what people will watch.
I mean, I created it with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Take the credit, David. Take all the credit, David.
By the way, welcome to my house.
No, I mean, listen. This, we've been trying to figure out how to describe it. I would say the best version is a 360-degree, completely immersive, deep dive down the rabbit hole in order of Hamilton's life. You know, from his 12-year-old. Post at the trading post in St. Croix, all the way through to becoming, you know, the Secretary of the Treasury, and then his eventual legacy. So, I mean, it's like you get to see, well, you can see, we're in a world completely surrounding you all the way around.
Recreations, actual artifacts, I mean, people who have gotten into Hamilton as a result of the musical can kind of live and breathe it up close and personal. Could you have ever possibly imagined when you penned this little show that it has exploded on the world that it would evolve into something like this?
No, I hoped we'd get school groups. That was really about as much of an insurance policy as I had in my head. I was like, I think history teachers will like it, and I'm really proud of it. But one of the things, we realized two things as soon as we opened at the public off Broadway. One, everyone who left the show told five people about it, which is the thing you hope for the most when you spend 7 years writing a show. And two, everyone said, this is such a potentially teaching moment for kids and people of all ages about our history. And so, to that extent, this exhibition represents another at-bat. These are all the things I couldn't fit in the musical because I'm writing songs that rhyme at every moment.
Right.
I only have 2.5 hours of your time. You can choose your own adventure in this room. If you want to just go through Hamilton's things, you can do that. If you want to take a deep dive on any topic, there are ways to do that through triggered audio. There's the Battle of Yorktown in this crazy Risk game meets Jumanji. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah.
But in a lot of ways, it's David sort of getting another at bat at some of this material and being able to go deeper through an immersive experience than I could in a song and dance.
You talked about, you know, you hope that some school groups would be interested in the show itself, and that's like 1,000-fold what your expectations were. But you're also doing something similar with this, so school groups and people who might not be able to afford to come here, as you have so generously done with the show, you're also doing for Hamilton the exhibition, right?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, please.
No, you know, that was the other exciting thing about doing this is that, okay, so you're a kid who hasn't been able to see the show yet, but your parent and your kids know all the words, or they're studying history on their own because they can't stop singing that song about King George. This is an amazing place to take them that is cheaper than the show. It's a deep dive into the thing, and you're also getting a symphonic experience of the score. So the way in the show that those reprises come back to make you feel things, that also happens in this exhibition. You will hear the hurricane played by a full orchestra while you are in the room that depicts the hurricane, and you're also able to do those deeper dives that your kids are already asking for because they have these songs stuck in their heads.
Yeah. So, David, be a proud papa here. Are there places or moments in Hamilton, the exhibition, for which you are most proud?
I have to say, I thought as we were conceiving it that certain rooms would be my favorite. As we complete each gallery, there are moments within it. This is me saying, being as a proud papa as I am, I'm not going to pick my favorite child. You're not going to get that on camera.
Nor my favorite song.
But I got to say, you know, there are moments in every single one of the galleries that I feel have been rendered to a really exquisite level. The craftsmanship in this thing is beyond what I could have ever imagined. You sort of, you know, ideas are a dime a dozen, but the execution of them is everything. And this is the highest level craftsmanship I've ever seen. So there are moments in this thing. This room that we're standing in is a completely kinetic, three-dimensional sculpture. There are ropes moving under your feet, over your head, on either side of the wall, in, you know, behind. We have a map just off camera of the original 13 states moving, expanding, and contracting, which I put on paper and said, oh, this would be so great to do.
Yeah.
Counterbalance with, you know, the horrible reasons why we either did or did not unite as the states. And here it is moving before our eyes. It's pretty remarkable that we pulled this thing off.
I have to think this is a little bit of a dream come true for you. As a set designer, I mean, you designed the set for the Oscars most recently, for Hamilton, for so many other shows, you know, but those are, you know, those are on stage.
Yeah.
This is maybe, is this the biggest thing that you've ever done? The biggest, most expansive, interactive thing that you've ever done?
This is by far the biggest effort in my career. But I have to say, when Jeffrey, Lynn, and Tommy, our show's director, came to me and said, we want to go deeper and wider with the show. Here's what we want to do. We want to set a high watermark. We want to try and make this thing an immersive walkthrough thing. We all agreed if we're gonna do it, we want to try and really do it to the best of our abilities. And what we do is tell stories. And what we do is bring worlds to life. And so they had me at, hey, we wanna? And then I said, yes. And they said, what are we going to do? And then they said, what we want to do is go deeper. And so we took 2+ years trying to figure out how to dimensionalize some of these things. I have to say, you know, working on this has really given me a new appreciation for Lynn's effort in writing the show, because there are so many big, huge, far-reaching ideas, 250-year-old ideas, that still we bump into every day and deal with and reckon with every day, that he was able to do in 3 lines. You know, and I didn't, as the set designer of the show, didn't fully appreciate that, but the level of museum rigor that we had to do to create this, and then the kind of, you know, muscles that I had to flex in my mind to try and figure out what he was able to do with his own pen is insane.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, he got the Genius Award for a reason.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do, Lynn, is to follow you on Twitter and just read your, just, you know, sparks of whatever interests you for that day or that moment. One of the things that I enjoyed most is when you do things with your kids.
Yeah.
I was watching, I think, your son singing Happy Birthday.
Uh-huh.
That was adorable. I'm wondering, are your kids like the greatest junior experts on Hamilton alive?
Or no
idea. Are they completely disconnected from
it? No, my oldest son actually saw the show for the first time in Puerto Rico when I was performing in it. He had seen Act 1. When he was 3, you can't really see Act 2 before you're 4.
Right.
And he watched Act 2, and it's really interesting what he latches onto. You know, I think most preschoolers love King George for the same reason they love dinosaurs. You know, like, that guy's got power, I don't have.
Yeah.
So he's in a big King George
phase. He's a little bit cartoonish-like.
Yeah.
He's very Barney-like in a way. But it's so fun to see your kids interacting in a way, in a completely different way.
Yeah.
To see the creative apple fell from the tree.
Right. For my kid, daddy is the guy at the top of the star in the ad. You know, he knows that.
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. So here are my ideas for this. Now that you're going to cut the ribbon and this is well open, Hamilton Amusement Park, can that be far beyond? Is that possible? A chain of Hamilton restaurants across America?
Oof, I don't know about all that.
Expand the Hamilton.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have tasted some of the original recipes from the founding era. Mm. You don't want a Hamilton
restaurant. You don't want a Hamilton burger?
I've had Washington's pepper pot stew. It's really good, but it's also, you know.
Doesn't even sound remotely appetizing.
Hamilton, the exhibition, is at Northerly Island for the foreseeable future. Certainly it'll be here this summer. We'll take a quick break. We'll update news coming up next.